Flash planned his exit from Olo's gentle pull, plotting a course well away from his cetacean neighbors. In no time, he came upon them again, rounding the far side of Olo, now further out from them. He slowed so he could watch them, and his mind went back to a whale-watching excursion he had taken on the Atlantic off the coast of Africa. He felt a thrill back then, seeing whales surface and blow or an occasional wave of a tail fluke. Now the entire pod was clearly visible, almost illuminated against the dark velvet curtain of the universe. The whales were moving now in formation. Slowly they circled, each following another, rising in an ever-tightening carousel below the mothership. Something glimmered out the side window, and Flash looked closer at it. A crystal. No, hundreds of crystals rose up from the whale pod, encircling his ship like a net. He had heard of something like this. Back on Earth, whales blew bubble nets to corral fish, to corral and feed on krill or small fish. He took stock of his situation. If these were like Earth whales, he felt confident they would not swallow him up. However, these were not Earth whales. If they rose up through the net of crystals, at least one of them would most likely collide with his ship. If he flew through the net, his ship could be damaged or even pierced. They continued their slow spiraling climb, still far below him. Flash simply followed the tunnel of crystals up away from the whales until the crystals subsided and then doubled back outside of the net. As they continued, the crystals grew more plentiful. One great whale suddenly swam up the crystal funnel, its mouth open, another followed behind it, and then the entire pod darted through the area, feeding on something that was not apparent to Flash's eyes. He watched their activity with great interest, and when it was over, the whales slowed again. All the crystals appeared to be gone. One of the largest whales approached the mothership. With its face on a level with Flash's viewing screen, it slowly raised its tail until it was vertical in relation to the ship, much like the whale had done when dropping Skip off down below on the planet. The ship seemed to vibrate, and Flash turned on his sound equipment. The whale's song filled the compartment with heartbreaking tones that sounded like cellos and bass violins, laced with high-pitched guttural sounds and other acoustic elements he had no words to describe. The song sounded ancient, sad, and hopeful at the same time, and Flash wanted it to go on. But no. The otherworldly troubadour finished his song and swam back toward the pod. As he passed, they all turned and followed him away into deep space. Their time on Olo was over, and so was his. Now what? Tiny Olo appeared tinier by the minute, and Flash couldn't help thinking of his predicament 12 years earlier. The thought of being out in deep space beyond our solar system would have meant certain death. Now he had come here by choice.